Shanghai, 2090, a city of chrome and shadows, where corporate towers pierce toxic clouds and the desperate masses huddle in the neon-lit streets below. The metropolis rises in tiers, pristine corporate arcologies floating above the smog, middle-class sectors clinging to their bases, and the sprawling semi-autonomous zone, the SAZ, spreading through the ruins of old Shanghai, like a neon-streaked maze. This is the world of Rebecca Chen, former corporate security specialist turned independent operator. Tonight, she stands at the edge of the SAZ, her cybernetic right arm gleaming under the artificial rain. The silver chrome prosthetic catches fragments of light from the holographic advertisements that float between buildings, casting prismatic reflections across her face. The acid rain falls endlessly since the climate wars, each drop carrying traces of the corporate wars that scarred the sky. In the distance, massive atmospheric processors hum their endless song, their towering forms like mechanical giants, trying to filter poison from the air. Their efforts are visible in the layered smog, darker at ground level, where the poor struggle to breathe, lighter near the corporate heights, where the wealthy never need to worry about air quality. Rebecca's position offers a perfect view of this divided world. She stands on a maintenance platform jutting from the 47th floor of an abandoned office complex, now repurposed as a vertical shantytown. Below her, the streets pulse with life. Street vendors with glowing food carts, black market cybernetic clinics marked by red crosses of flickering light, and the ever-present drone of security patrols searching for corporate contraband.
"Just another job," they said. "Simple data theft. In and out. But in this city, nothing's ever simple. Not since the corporations started playing God."
"Rebecca, you're brooding again. I can hear it in your vitals. Your arm's bio readings are fluctuating. Did you skip your anti-rejection meds again?"
"You're monitoring my vitals now, Mirror. And those meds cost a month's worth of food rations. Besides, black market chrome doesn't exactly come with a warranty."
"Says the woman who uploaded her consciousness to the city's data grid. Building security layout just updated. They've added 3 new scanning checkpoints since yesterday."
"Getting paranoid, aren't they? Wolf, how's it looking down there?"
"Too quiet. Reminds me of Lagos, back in 88.
"That bad?"
"Worse. At least in Lagos, we knew who was shooting at us. This place, something feels off."
"You and your feelings, Wolf. Let's stick to the data. I'm running a deep scan now. Wait. That's strange."
"Strange how?"
"Massive power usage from sub-level 3. It's not on any blueprint, but it's drawing more energy than the entire research wing."
"Research wing? The client said this was a data storage facility."
"Like I said, something's off."
"Broker, you want to explain why your intel doesn't match what we're seeing?"
"Perhaps the question, Ms. Chen, is why Omnicorp needs so much power to store data. Consider this a bonus objective."
"Your bonus objectives usually end with someone shooting at me."
"Yet here you are, still breathing. Quite impressive for someone who's died 3 times in corporate records."
"4 times, actually. You missed the Shanghai incident."
"Security scan in progress. Unauthorized personnel will be detained and prosecuted. Omnicorp reminds all employees, your security clearance must match your designated access level."
"Mirror, I need that ghost access. Now."
"Already done. You're Dr. Sarah Wong, level 3 clearance. Try to look more doctoral."
"You mean stuck up in corporate?"
"I mean less like someone who's killed people with her pinky finger."
"That was one time."
"Welcome, Dr. Wong. Please proceed."
"Mirror, what's the read on their biolock systems?"
latest Gentech 9 series. Nasty stuff. Reads not just DNA, but cyber modifications. One scan and it'll know you're running mil-spec augments instead of corporate-approved civilian tech.
As Rebecca descends in the elevator, the sterile white corridors of upper research give way to something darker. The transition is stark. Spotless corporate efficiency above, industrial brutalism below. The walls here are bare metal, marked with warning signs in faded Chinese and English. The air grows thick with unspoken secrets, and her enhanced senses detect a faint, rhythmic sound. Like multiple hearts beating in sync, a discordant symphony of lives held in suspended animation.
Mirror, please tell me you're not seeing what I'm seeing.
Life signs. Dozens of them. Human. And these readings, they're not normal.
Rebecca, what are you looking at?
A nightmare. Broker, we've got a situation. This isn't a data storage facility. It's not even a research lab. It's...
human experimentation.
Before Rebecca stands a vast chamber filled with suspension tanks. Inside each, a human form floats in pale blue liquid. But one tank draws her attention. Its occupant, a person with short dark hair, is awake. And they're looking directly at Rebecca.
Help us, please.
Rebecca, security systems just went active. They know you're there.
Time for that heavy artillery?
No. Time to change the mission. We're not here for data anymore.
Rebecca, don't. Whatever you're thinking.
Mirror, find me everything you can about these test subjects. Wolf, get ready for guests. Lots of them.
Without waiting for further warnings from Aria, Rebecca's cybernetic arm interfaces with the nearest control terminal. Her military-grade hacking protocols cut through the facility's security like a knife through silk. One by one, the suspension tanks begin their emergency release sequence, their occupants floating limply as the blue liquid drains away. The chamber fills with the hiss of depressurizing pods and the wet gasps of people breathing real air for the first time in who knows how long. As Rebecca helps the first few subjects to their feet, her enhanced hearing picks up the sound of security forces mobilizing. But she's not the only one moving into action. While Rebecca faces the horror of the experimentation chamber, Marcus Wolf Thompson is already in motion three levels below. The veteran soldier moves like a shadow through the facility's maintenance corridors, his thermal optic eyes cutting through the artificial darkness.
Just like old times, only this time, the Corps aren't calling the shots.
Primary target located in Section 7. All units converge. Shoot to kill.
Wolf's augmented frame tears through the security teams like a force of nature. His military-grade enhancements, illegal in corporate space, give him an edge against the standardized corporate security forces. But these guards are different. Their movements too precise. Their reactions too fast. They're augmented, too. And their chrome is factory fresh.
Mirror, I could use a shortcut about now.
Maintenance shaft to your left. Three levels up puts you right below Rebecca. But Wolf, bioscanners show those guards aren't just enhanced. They're running experimental combat software.
Yeah, figured that out the hard way. Brought you a present. Had to fight through two security teams to get here.
You're bleeding.
You should see the other guys. Most of them are trying out their new cybernetic parts on the floor above.
More security teams converging. They're coordinating through backup channels.
Among the test subjects, one figure stands apart from the others. While most of the freed prisoners are still groggy from their suspended animation, this person moves with purpose. their medical expertise evident in how they check on the others. Their short, dark hair and determined expression mark them as the same person who had caught Rebecca's attention through the tank glass. As they approach Rebecca and Marcus, their voice carries both scientific precision and barely contained anger.
The nanite treatments, they were trying to create adaptive healing, but the military wanted weapons, programmable soldiers who could survive anything.
And you would know this because...
Dr. Maya Patel, I was the lead researcher on the medical applications, until I discovered what they were really doing with my work.
A corporate scientist with a conscience, that's rare.
Rare enough that they decided to make me a test subject.
Rebecca, we've got maybe 2 minutes before...
I know, Wolf. Story time later, Doctor. Right now, we need to get you and the others out of here.
I can help. I know what they did to us, what to watch for. Some of the others, the treatments affected them differently.
Great. A rescue mission and medical emergencies. Mirror, you getting all this?
Already updating the extraction protocols. Dr. Patel, it's good to have an expert on our side.
Welcome to the team, Doc. Try not to die before we get to know each other.
Marcus deploys a set of sleek medical drones, clearly corporate tech, though their identification markers have been scraped off and replaced with black market modifications. The drones spread out, casting pale blue stabilization fields over the weakened test subjects. These machines, stolen from high-end corporate hospitals, are worth more than most people in the semi-autonomous zone make in a year.
These drones are running StableCorp protocols. Black market, but top end. Should keep their vitals steady until we reach the clinic.
The old district still running bootleg medical AIs?
Dr. White's place. His AI might be illegally sourced, but it's patched together from 5 different corporate medical systems. Best emergency care in the zone, if you don't mind that it speaks in riddles.
Wolf, those drones shielded?
Latest black market tech. Should stop anything short of a tactical nuke.
Everyone who can walk, help those who can't. Form groups of 3 around each drone. The fields will stabilize your vitals, but don't stray more than 2 meters from the units.
Mirror, I need options.
Main corridor's blocked, but that wall to your left? It's not as solid as they think.
Wolf?
Already on it.
A little warning next time.
Welcome to Extraction Corporate Style. Everyone through. Move.
The recycling system is a maze of massive pipes and filtration tanks, a testament to the city's desperate attempt to make its toxic water potable again. The team splashes through shallow pools of processed water, their boots leaving ripples that reflect the emergency lighting. Above them, the android's heavy footsteps echo through the metal corridors, each impact bringing small cascades of rust and debris from the ceiling. The air is thick with the smell of purification chemicals and old metal, while distant sounds of corporate security forces echo through the industrial labyrinth.
That recycling system processes enough toxic water to fill the old financial district. Since the core moved to their arcologies in the sky, the ground level's been drowning in runoff.
At least the radiation levels are down.
Yeah, now it'll only kill you slowly.
Target sighted. Converge on breach point.
Rebecca, down!
Mirror, I could use some help here.
Those androids are running quantum processors, military ghost tech targeting systems. They don't just see you. They predict where you'll be.
Can't predict if you don't think. Wolf, remember those EMP grenades.
Saved one, but it'll fry your arm systems too.
Good thing I kept my old reflex enhancers organic. Sometimes wetware beats hardware.
What the? Gravity's gone. Maintain position.
Drones are gravity stabilized. Everyone hold on.
My people can't take much more of this.
Neither can the drones' power cells. Rebecca, we need to move.
In the zero-gravity chaos, security forces drift helplessly between the facility's pipes and tanks, while Rebecca's group clings to the stabilized medical drones. Marcus readies a modified pulse cannon, its exposed power cells glowing ominously in the emergency lighting.
Mirror, restore gravity on my mark. Wolf, that toy you brought? Time to use it.
Been waiting all day to test this.
Now, mirror.
System's down. Augments failing. Can't move.
That pulse just fried every piece of tech in a 20-meter radius, including my connection to that section.
That's the point. Their cyber augments are dead weight now. Wolf?
Path's clear, but they'll have more teams coming.
Stay together. Follow the drones.
Fascinating tactics, Ms. Chan. But you have bigger problems incoming.
Bigger than a building full of corporate security.
They're deploying combat androids. Full autonomous units. No human components to disable.
Confirmed. Three units, heavily armed, coming up from sublevel 4.
Those weren't in the briefing.
Neither were 16 test subjects. Mirror, can you hack them?
Their security is... Wait, these are military grade. Omnicorp doesn't have access to these.
The experiments, they weren't just Omnicorp. The military was involved.
Stories later. Running now.
Rebecca, get them out. I'll hold them off.
Like hell you will. Mirror, that maintenance shaft still an option?
Yes, but...
Good. Wolf, remember Rio?
The elevator shaft gambit. You're insane.
That's why you love working with me. Maya, keep your people moving. We'll catch up.
As Maya guides the test subjects and their protective drones toward the maintenance shaft, Rebecca and Marcus take their positions at opposite sides of the recycling chamber. Their practiced movements suggest they've done this before. A desperate gambit, using the facility's own infrastructure as a weapon against their pursuers.
That maintenance shaft won't hold the android's weight.
That's the idea. Mirror, what's below us?
Water recycling system, about 30 meters down and... Oh, I like how you think.
Targets acquired. Termination protocols engaged.
They always have to be dramatic, don't they?
Everyone's through the shaft, but these drones are running low on power.
Whatever you're planning, make it fast.
Mirror, can you access the recycling system?
Already done. Water pressure's building. Just try not to die.
Wolf, flash charges, then follow my lead.
Visual systems impaired. Switching to thermal.
They're adapting.
Good. Maya, get your people up two levels. Mirror?
Pressure's at maximum. That maintenance shaft is about to become...
The maintenance shaft groans under immense pressure, its metal walls bulging. Below, a column of pressurized water builds like a coiled spring, ready to turn the narrow passage into a deadly geyser. Rebecca and Marcus brace themselves at the edge, timing their moment.
Jump!
Critical system fail.
You couldn't have warned me?
Where's the fun in that?
Androids are down, but their self-repair is... Wait. Someone just triggered their self-destruct.
You're welcome.
Mirror, where's Maya's group?
Two levels up, as ordered. But we've got more problems.
When don't we?
Corporate dropships. Three of them, incoming fast.
Remember that extraction plan you wanted?
Is that... You hijacked a medical transport?
Borrowed. With extreme prejudice.
Mirror, get me Maya.
We're here, but some of my people are crashing. The stress...
Help's coming. Broker, I assume you're about to disappear?
Indeed. But first, a warning. What Omnicorp did to these people, it's just the beginning.
Beginning of what?
That's the right question. Until next time, Ms. Chen.
Through the rising mist from the flooded recycling level, Marcus's stolen medical transport hovers at an emergency access hatch. Maya and the test subjects, along with their protective drones, have been waiting at the rendezvous point. As Rebecca and Marcus climb up to join them, the transport extends its loading ramps.
Everyone on board, move!
Careful. The stabilization fields need to stay intact.
Last transport you'll ever take with corporate logos, Doc.
The stolen medical transport descends through layers of toxic haze, its hull scarred, but sturdy. Through its viewports, the true scale of the semi-autonomous zone becomes visible. A sprawling maze of repurposed buildings and makeshift communities, all existing in defiance of corporate control.
The semi-autonomous zone. I'd heard rumors. How do you survive out here without corporate protection?
Protection? Is that what they call it in the corporate zones? Out here, we protect ourselves. Community mesh networks, underground markets, drone watch systems. Sure, we don't have their shiny towers, but at least we're free.
Free to starve.
Free to choose what we fight for.
High above New Shanghai's toxic haze, three sleek corporate dropships materialize like predators, weapons charging with deadly intent. Their pristine hulls and cutting-edge armaments mock the battered medical transport, a stark reminder of the power gap between corporate might and scavenged survival.
Rebecca, we've got company.
Mirror, can you delay them?
Better. Their targeting systems are suddenly getting very interesting data about their own ships.
What the? System's compromised. Fall back. Fall back!
They're breaking off. Time for our disappearing act.
Mirror, map us the fastest route to the underground. Preferably one without corporate traffic.
Calculating? Got it. Old cargo tunnel entrance 2 clicks east. Wide enough for the transport if you don't mind scratching the paint.
The medical transport dives sharply, weaving between the decrepit towers of the semi-autonomous zone. Its floodlights cut through sheets of acid rain as it approaches a massive cargo tunnel, a relic from when the city still moved goods by ground transport.
A little warning next time.
Welcome to Rebel Airways, Doc. We specialize in creative navigation.
Dr. White's clinic is built in an old subway station. When the maglev trains went aerial, the underground became a haven, every station its own little community.
How do they maintain sterile conditions?
Nanofilter systems, salvaged from corp medical waste. Amazing what they throw away up there in their clean, bright towers.
Mirror, we clear?
Corporate sensors can't penetrate this deep. We're off their grid.
You don't have to protect us.
Yeah, I do. Because whatever they did to you, whatever this project was, they're not done.
The corporations think they control this city with their money, their technology, but they forget. Technology wants to be free, just like people.
Is that why you helped us? Freedom?
Let's just say, I invest in interesting futures, Ms. Chen, and the future just got very interesting indeed.
Deep beneath New Shanghai's streets, the abandoned Longhua Station stretches into darkness. Once a hub for thousands of commuters, its vast chambers now house Dr. White's underground clinic. Emergency lights cast a soft blue glow over rows of medical beds, where Maya's rescued test subjects rest under the watchful eyes of medical drones. In what was once the station's control room, Rebecca's team has already begun setting up their equipment.
The place has good bones, thick concrete walls, multiple escape routes.
And enough space for a proper medical wing.
The old ventilation system is perfect for the nanofilters. With some work, we could expand the clean zones.
Rebecca. The corp feeds are exploding. What we did tonight? It's already hitting the underground networks. People are asking questions.
Questions are dangerous in this city.
Good thing dangerous is what we do best.
Through the station's cracked surveillance screens, the team watches the city above. The semi-autonomous zone spreads out in all its chaotic glory. A patchwork of jury-rigged infrastructure, vertical gardens growing food in abandoned offices, and countless lives making do in the shadow of corporate power. Above it all, the pristine towers of the corporate sector rise like distant mountains, their peaks lost in the artificial clouds that separate the privileged from the desperate masses below. Rebecca Chen knows she's started something. In this city of chrome and shadow, where technology blurs the line between human and machine, and corporations play God with people's lives, one act of defiance can spiral into revolution. The rain continues to fall, carrying stories through the steel canyons of a city divided, where every choice echoes through the digital and physical realms alike. Revolution.
Why did you really help us?
Because sometimes the job changes when you see what's behind the door. And sometimes you find something worth fighting for.
Rebecca, the data I pulled, you need to see this.
How bad?
Remember when we thought this couldn't get worse?
Just another job, they said. Simple data theft. But in this city, nothing's ever simple. And nothing's ever finished.
Chrome and Shadow. The Rebecca Files will continue. You've been listening to Chrome and Shadow, The Rebecca Files, The Ghost Protocol, Episode 1. This production was conceived and brought to life by Sebastian Sunkler, who composed the original music and handled the production from start to finish. The visuals were created using Stable Diffusion XL, with voices brought to life through 11 Labs technology. Our script was developed with the assistance of Claude AI, and additional sound effects were sourced from Pixabay. From initial concept to final mastering, this has been a ChronoWave production. Thank you for listening.